I knew him very well. I sat in the gallery 7 years when he was sitting in the House, and I heard him make some of his most memorable speeches. I always remember a phrase Dr. Johnson said of Burke once, that if you took refuge with him in a doorway from a shower of rain, you'd know you were in the presence of a great man. And that was true of Laurier. He had an almost majestic presence, and he had the great gift of inspiring not only reverence, but a passionate devotion from his followers. This doesn't exist any longer. I mean, he was in the mold of the chieftain. So was Sir John A., and we've lost that mold now. We haven't got people like that. Sir Wilfrid looked as if he stepped out of some great old oil painting. The white plumes and the beautiful classic features, and he dressed perfectly. He used to wear a red tie, and during Lent he would change this to a purple tie. He changed with the seasons, and the white top hat. Just to see him was an experience.